This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Remember the hailing of the Democratic runaways, the Democrats from the Texas legislature, the Texas House of Representatives, who had run off to Washington, D.C. for meetings with Kamala Harris and a number of other prominent Democrats because they were boycotting, basically, the Texas legislature, where they knew they were going to lose a vote on voting reform. And we were told that these were people of profound courage. We even played the inspiring music in the background for them. People who were daring everything, risking everything to defend the sacred right to vote. Well, it turns out they were taking more risks than they knew. There are now five Texas Democrats, and there probably will be more, who tested positive for COVID-19. This is unbelievable. The three cases that were identified yesterday, and then there were two that were identified yesterday, pardon me, three that were identified on Saturday, all of whom say they had the vaccination, which at least raises the possibility that they may, together with their Miller beer in cases that they had taken on board a private plane, and together with that and their principles, they flew off with some kind of variant of the virus that defies any known vaccines, and has spread among them. I wish them all a speedy recovery, but there's a comment by one of the members, Representative Fisher. He says, when my Texas House Democratic colleagues and I broke quorum to stop anti-voter legislation, we knew that tactic would come with real personal sacrifice. Well, the real personal sacrifice is now they're going to have to be tested regularly to see if they're positive. He says that all of the HDC, House Democratic Caucus members, who tested positive are feeling good with no symptoms or only mild symptoms. May that come to be true. Now, they also, there was a statement from Simone Sanders, who is the spokeswoman for Vice President Kamala Harris. You may remember her. She was formerly the spokesperson for Bernie Sanders. And in any event, Simone Sanders, spokesperson for Kamala Harris, said Harris was not at risk of exposure following a meeting with members of this delegation because she had no close contact with the Texas lawmakers. Uh-huh. Well, good luck to all of them. It's State Representative Trey Martinez Fisher who spoke in a statement saying that he tested positive through a rapid antigen test. He said he had tested negative Friday and Saturday and that he was experiencing extremely mild symptoms. So what is going on here? And what is going on with Joe Biden now walking back some of his statements about misinformation and his apparent going to war with Facebook? Here was a very widespread assumption, and I think it's an accurate assumption, that the Facebook leadership and the leadership of most of the big media, the big social media, lean toward the left, that they are pro-Biden, pro-democratic, And yeah, Joe Biden attacking them. Here is what he said last week to a reporter about Facebook. And Facebook's misdeeds, in Joe Biden's opinion, in terms of posting all kinds of unreliable, false, and dangerous information. This is what Joe Biden said. It's clip number one. His original comments, clip 1A.
Forms like Facebook. They're killing people. I mean, they're really... Look, the only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated. And they're killing people.
Okay, it's true that right now virtually the only significant pandemic is among the two groups. It's among the unvaccinated and the Texas House Democrats. I don't know what's going on with the Texas House Democrats. He walked back his comment that Facebook is killing people because of the spread of misinformation on their platform of vaccines, and he said this today, listen.
Facebook isn't killing people. These 12 people are out there giving misinformation. Anyone listening to it is getting hurt by it. It's killing people. It's bad information. My hope is that Facebook, instead of taking a person and somehow saying Facebook is killing people, that they would do something about the misinformation, the outrageous misinformation about the vaccine. That's what I meant.
Okay, when it says 12 people on their platform that are killing people, there was some research that showed that very close to a majority of all of the what is considered to be dangerous information about all kinds of negative impacts from the vaccines and stuff about little transmitters being injected into you or you being tracked because of the vaccines, all of that, most of it was coming from 12 individuals who put out literally thousands and thousands and thousands of posts along those lines, that close to a majority of all the material on Facebook that was most problematic was from a handful of people. But that doesn't mean that those handful of people necessarily can have government action taken against them, which is, it seems to me, what is so striking and kind of encouraging about this. President Biden is asking for action to be taken against them by the private companies that run these social media. And then he said Jen Psaki said this today when she was talking about the situation with Facebook. Listen.
We're not in a war or a battle with Facebook. We're in a battle with the virus. And the problem we're seeing that our Surgeon General elevated just last week is that disinformation traveling through a range of mediums. Some of them are a range of social media platforms. Some of them are media. Some of them are through the mouths of public officials. That bad information, inaccurate information about vaccines is killing people.
Okay, and then there was an interesting question for Jen Psaki today from Peter Doocy, who's doing a good job at Fox News asking provocative questions. And he asked her about one of the things we've been talking about today and that we've been talking about months ago, which is getting Trump involved in actually trying to persuade people to get the vaccine and save their lives. Listen to the question from Peter Doocy.
Would President Biden ever call former President Trump and say, I need your help, let's cut a PSA and tell people to go do it?
Well, first I would say that what we've seen in our data is that the most trusted voices are local officials, doctors, medical experts, civic leaders, clergy from time to time, and that is where we've really invested our funding and our resources. We've seen almost every former president play a role in putting out a PSA, making sure people understood in the country that the vaccine is safe and effective. We don't believe that requires an embroidered invitation to be a part of.
Okay, it may not require an embroidered invitation, but even talking about it that way, it indicates that they're putting politics ahead of people. is that also what's going on with the claims repeatedly from Democrats that this is a civil war, this argument about voting reform? We'll get to that. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook of me reading every single word of, I think, one of the most important books that's out there right now. And it comes to you together with an MP3 player, so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audio book and hardcover book bundle. This can be an important tool in combating some of the toxic lies about America. God's Hand on America, Divine Providence in the Modern Era at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Just Peter Doocy over at Fox News who raised the question about Joe Biden actually attempting to do something that he's been urged by me and by many, many others to do starting months ago, which is to get President Trump more involved in pushing for vaccines all across the board for every American. And why President Trump in particular? Because the polling indicates, all the studies indicate, that it is his followers who are particularly resistant to getting vaccines and particularly suspicious of it. Couldn't that suspicion be greatly tamped down if the president and the former president could show some admirable cooperation on a matter of pressing and very serious public health? 1-800-955-1776. Hard to imagine, in fact, that President Trump's speaking out on behalf of the vaccines would hurt the cause of the vaccines at this point, even though there may have been people like Kamala Harris before the whole vaccine program started who said, "Oh, I'd never trust a vaccine developed by Trump," a stupid thing to say. And even though there may be people like that today, with the vaccines so overwhelmingly effective, desired around the world, Indonesia is now apparently the big new center, the big new flashpoint in the spreading of the COVID-19 virus and its various variants, and they simply do not have enough vaccines available right now. So Karl Rove, speaking on Fox, I think made a very good point that, honestly, the president ought to take to heart. And it's as part of a sincere effort to try to bring Americans together in some common sense about this very crucial, very personal issue for just about everybody. This is Karl Rove, clip 14.
The administration needs to do more to directly attack this. And if President Biden doesn't have credibility with the people who aren't being vaccinated, find people who do. Reverend Graham, for example, might have a following among Southern white evangelicals who are overrepresented in the unvaccinated population. So the administration has dropped the ball on this. The president can go to Philadelphia and make a speech about voter integrity and make a lot of misinformation statements, but he can't be bothered to give a nationwide address on this, nor can his administration be counted upon to directly deal with this misinformation, which needs to be dealt with on a fact-by-fact-by-fact basis.
I think that's a very dramatic and effective suggestion. Giving a major speech and perhaps finding himself backed and being able to cite specific endorsements for the speech about the vaccine from President Trump and correcting some of the mistakes. No, by the way, there's zero basis from anyone that getting the vaccine will inhibit your ability to get pregnant or to conceive a child. I guess getting pregnant is like conceiving a child, or a male's ability to conceive a child. Let us go directly to Tracy in Port Angeles, Washington. Tracy, you're on the MedVed Show.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
Well, my frustration is the fact that many of us have done our part in trying to mask up and get our vaccinations and things started to become a bit better as far as the numbers, and now all of a sudden here we're subjected to uncontrolled borders with lots of positive cases just being subjected to the public at not even being recognized as part of the problem. It's very frustrating.
Well, again, this is another issue that clearly needs far more intense attention from President Biden. And, of course, it's a legitimate concern. I don't know what the numbers are, but they have found that in particularly groups of unauthorized immigrants that they've picked up, that there are a number of people who are positive. There's somebody who was climbing over the wall and fell down, was seriously injured, and it turned out when he went to the hospital, he ultimately died. That he was COVID-19 positive. So what you're saying, I think, is a completely legitimate concern. And it's something else, frankly, that while we are dealing with this whole feeling of the country kind of spinning away and spinning apart, that President Biden needs to address. And the other aspect of this, of course, is crime and homelessness, which we are going to be talking about again later today. I mean, and it wasn't Chicago. Chicago had 55 shootings over this last weekend, 11 dead. And it's just extraordinary. It's every week, every week. But this this weekend, there was also Philadelphia. There was also Washington, D.C. There have been horrible cases all over the country that need to get addressed. Bob in Seattle. Bob, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, Mike. How are you today?
I'm very well.
I was going to say something that the previous caller said, that, but I'll sum it up in one word. This is Darwinism at its best. These are the anti-maskers. These are the science deniers. What else can I tell you? But I also like to point out some misinformation you've been saying and Republicans have been saying about Operation Warp Speed. All right, Pfizer came out with the first vaccine, took no U.S. money. And Operation Warp Speed was a distribution act. It had nothing to do with the development. Pfizer developed the vaccine almost a week after they got the DNA sequence released by China. So Trump had nothing to do with that.
Well, the one thing you can say is that helping to get the clearances through government agencies, I believe that Trump did take some activity to it. Weren't the two scientists at Pfizer... I believe they were German nationals who and so again, you know the old saying that victory has many fathers and defeat is always an orphan. But if frankly right now some of the people that you're talking about who are anti-maxers and anti-vaxxers and maskers and anti-vaxxers and basically people who have been trying to downplay the dangers of the pandemic for months, if what it takes to reach some of those people is more enthusiastic participation by the former president of the United States, then by all means, it saves lives. It does not save lives or save or defend the truth to keep analogizing the current disputes over voting procedures to a new civil war. We'll talk about that with Jonathan Tobin of The Federalist coming up on The Medved Show.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is hosting Jordan's King Abdullah at the White House on Monday. Their agenda is expected to include several regional issues and a show of support for the king after a challenge to his rule earlier this year. The president also touting the economy as Wall Street is in a free fall on Monday. Speaking at the White House, the president touting projections of growth in the coming months.
We've gone from 60,000 jobs per month to 60,000 jobs every 3 days. More than 600,000 jobs per month since it took office. More than 3 million new jobs.
In trading on Monday, the Dow at some points down over 800 points. The president saying that the bipartisan infrastructure framework and his Build Back Better plan will sustain growth for years to come. Pro-Cuba protests continuing in South Florida on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Medved show, I already mentioned the weekend update from Chicago, where because it is every single week and the numbers are so staggering, 55 shot, 11 killed in Chicago, they don't even get as much publicity for the Chicago crime rate as they should or as they used to a few weeks ago. A part of the big news is from Philadelphia. And from Florida and from Washington, D.C. Okay, so here's the brief update on Philadelphia shootings and stabbings around the city of brotherly love. Over the weekend, claimed at least four lives and sent a couple of dozen people, that's 24, to hospitals, including a one-year-old boy, hit by gunfire in his mother's arms in a convenience store. Okay, think what that means. You're in a convenience store, you're holding your one-year-old baby, and the baby takes a bullet. Police said the occupants of a vehicle driving by fired into the West Philadelphia store at about 8 p.m. Saturday, and two people inside returned fire. The boy had a gunshot wound to the leg. He is expected to survive, thank God. And then this, I mean, Florida, Look, I'm a great admirer of a lot of Florida politicians. Really, I am. I am a great admirer of Governor DeSantis, certainly of Senator Rubio, certainly of Senator Rick Scott. They're terrific people. Matt Gaetz, not so much. But why is Florida so unbelievably weird? I mean, what is it? It's not just the Gators. It's not just the heat in the summertime. Listen to this. This is from Associated Press. A man stole candles from a mall store and sprayed dozens of patrons with bear mace repellent before escaping, police said. The theft happened Saturday at a Bath and Body Works store at a mall in the Doral suburb west of Miami. The man filled a bag with candles and then started spraying people with mace. About 35 people were affected. Some were taken to hospitals for treatment. The man got away in a cab. Not even an Uber. It was a cab. Okay. A bear mace, apparently, we found out because of the Capitol attack on January 6th, bear mace can be intensely unpleasant and very dangerous and damaging to your vision, to your respiration, everything. A bear mace is not made, it's not made to make bears feel good, and it certainly isn't made to make people feel good. And then, of course, we have D.C. shootings highlight rising gun violence. Two high-profile weekend shootings in Washington, one killing a six-year-old girl, and another prompting the evacuation of the Washington Nationals ballpark. They interrupted the game. They came back and finished the game as part of a doubleheader. I believe the Nationals lost that game anyway, up to San Diego. But in any event, this put a spotlight, says the Wall Street Journal, on rising gun crime in the nation's capital and many other U.S. cities. In the District of Columbia, the number of assaults involving a gun has increased year over year since 2018 and is higher this year so far than at the same point in 2020. Through the weekend, in the District of Columbia, 455 assaults involving guns have been reported, much more than one a day, compared with 422 through mid-July in 2020, police data show. The category of assaults involves any use of a gun in the incident and isn't limited to shootings. Specific data on shootings wasn't readily available Sunday. Higher rates of gun crimes mirror trends in other cities such as New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, and especially Portland, where shootings are up compared with this point last year, and homicides are rising or are near high levels seen last July. This is a pretty national phenomenon, said David Abrams, an economist and law professor at University of Pennsylvania who studies crime. He said the jump in shooting and homicides in many large cities started in mid-2020 during the pandemic, but researchers are still sifting through the data to isolate specific causes. Well, look, the obvious causes have been the undermining of police departments, reduced spending, reduced budgets, reduced personnel, more police retiring, giving up, leaving the force. On Friday evening, six-year-old Naiya Courtney was killed in a shooting that wounded five others, two women and three men, in the southeast part of Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. Police circulated a photo of a vehicle they believe was involved. The Metropolitan Police Chief has explained how frustrated he is that people in the community who must know something about the shooters, who apparently specifically targeted people in the course of which they killed the six-year-old, but they're not stepping forward. Metropolitan Police Chief Robert Conti called on the community to help police make an arrest. It's my understanding that Naiya was starting the first grade this fall. That won't happen. And frankly, that is unacceptable to me. And it should be for every single resident of this city. Mayor Muriel Bowser said the shooting was an example of too much gun violence in the city. Well, yeah. Somebody else could be killed tonight. Somebody else could be killed the next night. Because too many people are willing to use guns, she said. Okay, it's because too many people, it's not that they're willing to use guns, it's that they're willing to kill or hurt very severely other people. And then in Portland, there's more. Because in Portland, there was a series of shootings, and they are now looking at what is likely to be the highest crime rate already. It's 7 shot, 1 fatally in downtown Portland. Mayor called violence a pandemic. The Oregonian reports one person was killed, at least 6 others were wounded in a shooting overnight in downtown Portland. No one has been arrested in the shooting, and that's part of the problem why it continues to build, because there are not enough arrests. They don't clear enough of these crimes. This happened 2 a.m. Saturday. According to Portland police, the shooter or shooters fled the scene, which is near a collection of popular food carts. The person who was most severely injured, an 18-year-old woman who has not been publicly identified, died at a hospital. 18 years old. The other known gunshot victims taken by ambulances from the scene are expected to survive. The numbers here for the city of Portland. Portland outdoor store owner Brad Popick, who was right there where the shootings occurred, said the crime scene outside his shop on the closed block of Oak Street and 3rd Avenue looked like World War III. People are screaming, Popick said. I can't ever remember when we had people screaming at city council, on the radio, on TV, on the paper, and in person. There seems to be this incredible lack of coherency or process or getting stuff done. The shooting was one of 2 homicides Saturday in Portland. Those 2 shootings were among 4 in a 4-hour period Saturday morning alone. So far this year, 570 shooting incidents in the city, more than twice the number recorded during the same time in 2020. We will be right back with more of America Flying Apart on the Medved Show.
Pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many areas where it does seem that Americans in America are flying apart. There's a sort of centrifugal force that's going on as we circle and circle and circle around. It's particularly true of history. And it's one of those things where what we need most in teaching of history is not one perspective or another. It's more perspective generally, a deeper perspective, a richer context. I have a piece coming out that argues that point in Newsweek coming out later this week. And it's very appropriate to the special offer we're making right now for a new membership to our premier website, which is not being just a MedVed anymore, but MedHead anymore, but being a MedHead Plus. And being a MedHead Plus means you have access anytime you want it to any of our very detailed, very probing, and if I do say so myself, very spellbinding history programs. There are 80 of them about a wide variety of subjects that are all available to you to download whenever you want, free of charge, if you join us as a MedHead Plus. And right now, there's 20% off. It is shockingly affordable. And especially compared to buying some of the product for download or for a CD listening on the MedVed History Store by itself, become a MedHead Plus member. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner, and take part in this exciting new offer and new way to deepen and broaden your understanding of the history of this greatest nation. Okay, will the event at Nationals Stadium last night go down as one of the great moments in American history? No, but it's touching because one of the things that was very encouraging to read about it was that one of the greatest ball players in the game today, Fernando Tatis Jr., who's recently signed by the San Diego Padres. He was there in the stadium. And when the gunshots started to echo all around Nationals Park, a shortstop and he's an all-star, Fernando Tatis Jr., quickly thought about the team's family members and friends in the seats. Our family loved ones, little kids. They feel like somebody needed to go there to get them, Tatis said Sunday. I feel like the safest place was the clubhouse, and we were trying to get our families into a safe place. This is what that event sounded like. It's rather remarkable audio. Listen.
Padres put three more on the board. 8-4.
I looked at him, and he was just like, that gunshot. I was like, get down.
A night filled with fear and chaos.
Oh, my God.
A shooting outside of Nationals Park causing a frenzy inside the ballpark. Fans running, fearing what they heard was coming from inside.
We look on the field and we see Tatis, we see Machado, and the best of Myers. He's out there and he's waving to somebody and we're like, what is happening? Tatis opens the gate. And all of a sudden he's like, come on, let's go, let's go, let's go. And everybody runs on the field. When you see a player telling you, come on, let's go in the dugout, you're like, am I supposed to be doing this? And then you're like, you know what, I don't care, I'm going.
A moment nobody could ever prepare for, and yet some of the Padres' biggest stars followed their instincts, bringing in not just their family, but fans down to the dugout.
It was crazy. It was a panic moment, you know, being able just to see everybody running and not making sure what's going on. You know, it's just a moment that you really don't want to be part of, but you know, we were part of it last night, but thank God everybody was good and safe.
The team's heroic actions bringing Padres manager Jace Tingler to tears.
I couldn't be any more proud to be a Padre, to be with the men in there. And obviously they're going out, they're thinking of their loved ones, and they're getting their families, and then it's just human nature. They're seeing fans and seeing people in panic. They did the right thing.
I don't know how to thank the Padres in any way. They opened the gates and let us on the field to make sure that fans were safe. I don't know anybody that would...
Okay, what the reports on this occurrence, which was in the sixth inning, everybody running it was crazy. You couldn't figure out what was going on. If it was one or two people, Tatis said, I was just trying to get to the safest place and get our families. Tatis and his teammates, Manny Machado and Will Myers, drew praise for helping guide and even carry fans out of harm's way. Tatis said that the situation changed immediately. There's no longer players. There's no longer fans. I feel like everybody's just people, human beings, trying to be secure. The game was halted and completed on Sunday, with the Padres finishing off a 10-4 win. Washington won the 8-7 regularly scheduled game. We started to get word that everything happened right outside the stadium, Jace Tingler said. He's the manager of the Padres. That's when we started to feel a little bit better. You never feel great. In a statement, the mayor of Washington, his name is Muriel Bowser, of course, and the team owner, Mark Lerner, said police don't think the Washington Nationals, the ballpark, or fans were the target of the shooting. We appreciate the tremendous cooperation of the fans on Saturday night's game, who did all that was asked of them. And what's ironic here is, to the best of my knowledge, Jeremy, they still haven't arrested anybody. They don't know who was shooting or what was going on. It's just some of this awful random violence that you have. It, in addition to an uptick in assaults involving guns, the District of Columbia last year saw 198 homicides, its highest number since 2004. Halfway through this year, the city is on pace to match that number. In Washington, the police department had reported 109 homicides through Friday, the same number as at this point in 2020. Still, overall violent crime is down in the city compared with the same period last year. Well, you can take some comfort in that, But in Portland, and again, remember, in Portland, everything has broken down because of the failure to deal with any of the riots that followed the killing of George Floyd, and that have gone on night after night after night, and they continue to go on. And there were 38-hour span. There were 11 shootings in a 38-hour span, all on Saturday morning. And the string of shootings is the latest in an epidemic of gun violence in Portland. So far this year, there have been 570 shooting incidents in the city, more than twice the number recorded during the same time in 2020. Portland has also had more than 50 homicides in 2021. There were 55 homicides in all of 2020. This year, the city is on a pace to log more homicides than its peak year ever, which was 1987. Just think of what that means. What are we going through right now? And we were mentioning this in the context of Joe Biden needing to address all of this, to address the seeming breakdown in an orderly and decent society. And yes, you see it with the crime and the violence, and you see it on the border. The getting charge of the situation on the border. And no, there's no simplistic answer like building a new wall. But there are complicated answers that are going to cost some money and certainly require some attention from the administration. That, it seems to me, is very obvious. And then you have the problem with homelessness. There's huge articles about a neighborhood I lived in for 20 years. In Venice, we lived right on the border of Venice and Santa Monica in California. And now they're talking about an outbreak of violence in the homeless camps on the beach. And right near some very, very expensive and desirable real estate, some big high-tech companies. What is going on with that? We will cover that. We will also cover the attempt to try to, I think, get back to some sanity and at least talking about our election proceedings and our election regulations. There's a lot to be done, and this is a good week to turn things around, or at least maybe try, in this greatest nation on God's green.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.